The hookup has been made. Let's talk Raider football with the NFL draft going down on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, of course, mini camp starting after that. We have Dennis Allen on, the Raiders head coach. We had him on once before, right when he got hired. So we're having him on for our second time on the Murph and Mac show on KMBR 680. And Dennis, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing this morning?
Morning, coach.
I'm doing great this morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on again.
No, happy to have you on and happy to talk a little football. You know, last time we talked to you was right after you got hired. Maybe you can catch us up on what the last couple of months have been like. Have you moved to the Bay Area? Have you evaluated the roster? What's been kind of your MO the last couple of months?
Well, we've had a lot going on. We haven't quite got settled in from a personal standpoint with my family in town. We're in the process of finishing that up, but there's been a lot of things going on from a football standpoint. We've gotten a chance to have our first mini camp and get out on the field and really get a better feel for what we have here in house right now, which really helps us as far as putting the final preparations in on the draft.
Yeah, and speaking of the draft going forward, how kind of surreal or weird is it to not have a first rounder Thursday and a second rounder Friday? Are you guys looking at this as, I don't know, a chance to sort of sit back and evaluate, or are you just like, are you treating the 95th pick, your third round pick, like a first rounder? How has it been without that kind of extra stress of a first rounder?
Well, I think when you go and you look and you see that we actually have those picks that are already on the team we're just kind of looking at the draft and saying, you know, who's going to be there at 95 and who's going to be the best available player to help the Raiders get better.
So third, fourth, fifth rounds, you guys have picks, and then you have original picks. The third, fourth, and fifth rounders are compensatory picks, and then the original picks in the fifth and sixth. So you do have five picks. Dennis, in all your years in the NFL, how involved have you been in draft evaluations in all your other previous stops, and how different is it being a head coach in draft evaluations?
Well, I've been involved in the draft process everywhere I've been. As an assistant coach, you do evaluations on prospects generally at your position. And so as you kind of move up the chain and go from a position coach to a coordinator and then to the head coach, there's just the process is still the same. It's just the volume of people that you got to look at and take into account for. So it's been a good experience. I think working with Reggie, he's an excellent personnel man. And I think this is going to be a positive thing for us and the Raiders organization.
Well, you know, for Raiders fans that have lived in the Bay Area forever, this is such an unusual thing. For the first time in 50 years, Al Davis will not be running the draft. And I know that doesn't really affect you because you weren't here prior to that. But I guess Raiders fans are going to want to know, how will the process be? They used to know. It was Al, right? Al did the thing. Is it you making the pick? Is it Reggie making the pick? Are you guys in concert? Who has the final say, et cetera? What's the process going to be like?
Well, I think ultimately it's going to come down to Reggie's going to make the final decision on who we pick. But Reggie and I have been walking hand in hand in this process, and we're on the same page as far as what our team needs are, the way we're going to go about deciding on who we draft. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to making the pick, he and I will get together and make sure we're on the same page and make sure we see things the same way. And then ultimately he'll tell our people in New York what name to write down.
Okay, you say ultimately it decides what our needs are. I'm going to say most people think your needs start with offensive line, linebacker, and maybe running back. Of those three, offensive line, linebacker, and running back, which of those do you think would be the biggest need?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go and say, hey, this is the biggest need or that's the biggest need. I think one thing that I can say about our team is I think the thing that we got to look at is where can we add some depth to this team, because I think everybody knows that as you go throughout an NFL season, you're going to have things that come up, you're going to have injuries, you're going to have guys that are going to miss a game or two, and you have to have people that can step in and fill those roles the same way a starter would fill those roles. And I think as we look at this draft, that's one of the things that we're going to try to make sure that we come out with is guys that can certainly fill the depth need that we have in a lot of different positions.
And do you find, Dennis, given that you're a defensive coach and have been your whole life, you definitely skew more towards defense? Like, you're looking at linebackers and corners more than interior offensive linemen and running backs?
Well, I don't know if I'm looking at them more. I think anybody that has been in this position knows that you do see the game through the eyes of where you've been, and so being a defensive guy, I do see the game through defensive eyes, but at the same time, I realize that there's a lot more to playing the game than just defense, and you have to open up your eyes and begin to evaluate the team in a different way.
Yeah, so I'll ask you an offensive question then. Here you go. Quarterback is so important in the NFL and any football team, and Carson Palmer and you, I guess, are starting to get to know each other. Tell us maybe how that process has been. How's your communication been? What's it been like for you, a defensive guy and now a head coach for the first time, sort of beginning to get to know your quarterback, who's your number one dude?
Well, I think it's been a good process. Carson's been outstanding, from the day that I took the job. He's been extremely excited about being a part of what we're building here. I think he and I are going to have a great working relationship together, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I think he is too.
Now, is Greg Knapp, his offensive coordinator, and he's been around the block many times, is there a sense where you're just kind of giving him the keys and saying, Greg, you and Carson, go do your thing, and, let me know when you need me?
Well, I think obviously, I'm going to let Greg run the offense as far as what plays we're going to call, when we're going to call them, how we're going to call them. But I'm going to be very involved in the whole process of managing the football team, not only on a day-to-day basis, but game day decisions. When are we in four down territory? When are we going to go for it? How are we going to manage the game? Is this a team that we need to try to keep the opposing offense off the field? Those are the things that I think the head coach does on game day, and those are the things that I want to be able to do.
A couple more for you. We're talking to Dennis Allen, head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Raiders do not have a first or second rounder, but do have third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round draft picks starting this Friday, I believe, will be their first draft pick when they pick in the third round, and it'll be the first draft of the Reggie McKenzie, Dennis Allen era. One would be just a personnel question. Rolando McClain, your linebacker, the news is out that he had some sort of treatment, stem cell treatment to heal up. Do you have any update on his health and what you know about this therapy he's receiving?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know a whole lot about the therapy. I do know that we're aware of this treatment. It's not too dissimilar to treatments that have been that people have done in the past here in the NFL. And so, I think it was kind of a little bit bigger deal than I think it really needed to be. I think Rolando was here for the mini camp. He did an outstanding job, and we're looking forward to a breakout year for him. And I think he's going to continue to work to make sure that gets accomplished.
A lot of people are wondering about Darren McFadden, too. Such a talent, but off the field for so much of last year. Is there a progress report on him? Is he ready to go in 2012?
He was back in camp and was able to run, and everything seems fine with Darren.
Wow, that's good news for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we missed him.
You got to feed that
feed the lion.
Yeah.
The more you can have your great players on the field, the better you're going to be.
Yeah.
And then the other question is that very intriguing, Terrell Pryor situation comes from Ohio State, and, a lot of people think he's still so raw and unfinished. But does he have a real chance to be Carson Palmer's primary backup?
Well, I think what we're doing with Terrell is we're pushing for Terrell. Don't worry about where you're at on the depth chart. What we want him to do is get better every single day and keep working to get better. I think there's obviously a lot of talent there, he's continued to work and continued to get better every day, and that's all we can ask for, and that's the way we're going to approach that situation with Terrell Pryor.
Dennis, and finally, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since all this news broke from New Orleans. You were there from 06 to 2010. Just kind of wondered your official public comment on being affiliated with that franchise that is now known as the Bounty franchise, and now even now the eavesdropping franchise. Do you have any comment of your time in New Orleans and how it affects your...
Well, here's what I would say about that. I would say this. I'd say I'm very proud of the accomplishments that we had there in New Orleans. I'd say that, I'm proud to be associated with that organization because I think we did a lot of great things, not only for that team, but for the city of New Orleans. I think that although they've fallen on hard times, I think I've got a good relationship with the powers that be there, Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, Mr. Benson, and I think it's an unfortunate situation, and hopefully, you know, everybody will kind of survive this and be able to move on when all this is over.
Are you concerned that the longer it goes on, people are going to say, oh, here's a new head coach in the NFL, but he's affiliated with this past, and that you worked for Greg Williams, you know, who obviously now is seen as sort of persona non grata in the NFL?
No, I don't think so at all. I think my merit will stand up on what I do here as a head coach, and won't be tied to you know, negative things that might have happened in the past.
All right, Dennis. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on the show. A lot of morning commuters are happy to talk a little football in draft week, and then as it gets closer, we'll check in again. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Dennis Allen, head coach of the Raiders.